And welcome to episode 54. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 6 times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will motivate, inspire, and assist you with your vision and your purpose in life. I am honored and amazed at the humble spirit, the servitude disposition, and the accomplishments of my special guest today. She is a virtuous woman with grace, poise, sophistication, and a phenomenal woman who is doing great things to impact the lives of others. My special guest is Dr. Mary J. Huntley. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Dr. Mary J. Huntley is a servant leader, multi-award winner, including the 2019 Indie Author Legacy Award, 5 times international best-selling, and 10 times best-selling author, board-certified licensed professional counselor with advanced certified certifications in integrated marriage and family therapy, temperament therapy, death and grief therapy, cognitive therapy and ethics, crisis and abuse therapy, and group therapy. She is the executive director of Trinity Global Empowerment Ministries Incorporated, an NCCA, National Christian Counselors Association certified academic institution. She has served as a clinical supervisor and international representative of a counseling organization for over 10 years. She is a master motivational mindset coach and CEO of an exclusive consulting organization. She provides high-octane motivation to those challenged with low self-esteem and they feel that they have been overlooked. She is a modern-day Harriet Tubman, called to serve the hurting, rejected, and unnoticed. She is on assignment to free them from the chains that enslave their minds, and she empowers them by raising low self-esteem and teaching them that you can live amid poverty and possess a rich mentality that provides an escape route. She has earned her Doctor of Philosophy and a Doctor of Ministry degrees. She is a board-certified master life coach, certified women's motivational speaker, and a licensed professional counselor. She has advanced certifications in crisis and abuse therapy, group therapy, death and grief therapy, integrated marriage and family therapy, cognitive therapy, and temperament therapy. And she serves as CEO of a certified academic institution under the National Christian Counselors Association. She serves as a clinical supervisor and a professional clinical member with a Christian association and an international representative and a certified temperament coach with another Christian association. She is among the first 2020 graduates of Vocalize Women Speakers Academy under the tutelage of TEDx speaker, master speaker development coach, and the international motivational speaker, Dr. Cheryl Wood. She is the grateful recipient of the Prince George's County Governor's Citation Award. She has been featured on several radio shows, Call to People Who Are Hurting. She spends quality time encouraging, equipping, and empowering clients challenged with rejection and low self-esteem, utilizing doses of high-octane motivation and the SMART goal-setting method. Her ultimate goal is to help clients reach their desired results. On October 14, 2017, thanks to Dr. Tashika Green, she received the Deborah C. Offer Bulging Woman of Virtue Walking in Excellence Award for her outstanding servant leadership contributions and dedication in being a voice in the community to encourage, motivate, and push women to their goals. She also received an executive citation from Anne Arundel County Executive Steve Hsu, recognizing her authenticity, passion, dedication, and leadership in changing the way of others. She also received the Prince George's County Governor's Citation, recognizing her contributions and influential impact on the community. Dr. Mary also received the Prince George's County Executive Certificate of Recognition for commitment to serving and enriching communities and the world. On October 30th, 2016, she received the Metro Phenomenal Woman of the Year Award and the Clarone Pettis Spiritual Award. She believes in giving back to the community. Therefore, she partners with organizations by providing meals and everyday essentials. And she provides pro bono professional coaching and professional counseling to those in need of her service. She gives God all praise, glory, and honor for every accomplishment and for choosing her as a servant to blessing others. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Dr. Mary J. Huntley, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. Dr. Huntley, I can tell you that your bio touches my spirit. It is inspiring, and you are such a blessing. You give back, and you are making such a powerful impact. You know, I say that you are a superwoman, and the work that you do, the lives that you touch, I just want to say congratulations to you on all of your success. And I just know within my spirit that the listeners will benefit greatly from our conversation today. So welcome to my show, and tell us, how are you doing?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And I am so grateful and honored to be here today just to share a little bit about some of the blessings that I'm the recipient of. I am grateful to be the product of a single parent mom. That's right. A single parent mom under the guidance of God's amazing hand. I was reared in one of the roughest neighborhoods in Southeast Washington, D.C. Yeah, maybe you've heard about Garfield Terrace, but if you haven't, there was drug-infested neighborhoods, but God, he blessed me to move from the projects and to become a project manager, as well as CEO, homeowner, executive director, 501(c) organization, and all those amazing things. But as we were just saying, without God, I would not have accomplished any of it. So again, I am ecstatic and very grateful to be here. And I give God all praise, glory, and honor that I'm able to share today with you. I recently had the opportunity to be the forward author, if you will, in a phenomenal, phenomenal anthology under the visionary Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, Step Into Leadership. And God's amazing hand just glided again in the project. And he blessed us to become international best-selling authors. We had copies to sell in South Africa, Korea, the United Kingdom, Nigeria, and all over the world. So you know what that means? Our stories are going presently where we are unable to go as a result of the pandemic that we're slowly coming out of. But God is so faithful that he allows our stories to continue to impact others. And lastly, I had the amazing opportunity to graduate from Leader School under the Apostle Dr. Matthew L. Stevenson III. This was a life-changing leadership experience because every leader, I feel, must always be a student under someone. We should always learn so that we can continue to impact. So thank you again for giving me and providing me the opportunity to share just a snippet about what I've been up to lately, and just to share a little bit of God's grace, of how he blessed me to move from the project to become project manager and so much more. And for that, I say to God be all the glory.
Well, I can tell you, Dr. Huntley, I am just honored and humbled once again to have you as my guest today. You have an amazing journey. Congratulations to you. And you know, when you speak, it is nothing but the Spirit of God that radiates in your voice, in my spirit, in everybody's spirit who is listening, your mannerisms, and you speak to the hearts and the minds. And I know it's nothing but God. And I am so blessed and just honored to be connected to you. So, you know, I have an opportunity to work with young people and educators. And just tell us about your journey. You talked a little bit about it when you were reared, but talk about when you were in high school, graduating from high school, and what you decided to do with your life next.
Well, I had a very interesting story in high school because on this part, I'm not quite sure many individuals know, but I certainly share it. I quit or dropped out in the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th grade. But once again, I say, but God had a purpose for my life. So I went back to school and graduated from night school. By night school, because I worked during the day. It's always about helping somebody. I wanted to maximize the moment. I went to school and graduated. Later on, I found an employer who paid my tuition, and I was able later on to graduate from college. In order to change my dynamics, I had to change my mentality, keep my mentality focused on where I was going and not where I was. So that was a challenge within itself. But I kept on and I kept on and I refused to quit, because a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. My goal was in front of me. I kept going because I believe that everybody is not where they are because they choose to be. Life happens. And by God's grace, I'm thankful that I was able to be an asset and empower individuals. So yeah, that's a part of my story. And once again, I thank God for blessing me to be a servant, to help individuals, because we all need somebody. Everybody needs somebody. And I'm just grateful that I was available.
So, Dr. Huntley, I appreciate you sharing how you did not finish school, but you went back and finished, and then you went on to college. And the most important things that you've shared, keep your head up. Don't adopt to where you are living. Change your mentality. And you know, life happens, but by the grace of God. And so I thank you for that. And so, you know, everyone is inspired by someone. So tell us who inspired you early on in your life and even now.
You are absolutely right. Everyone is inspired by someone. While I'm grateful for my mom, there was a jewel in my life other than my mom, who happened to be my grandmother. She was an amazing person. She inspired me growing up. She did some phenomenal things to keep me on the right path. And how does she inspire me? Wow. Where do I start? Though she wasn't afforded the opportunity to get an education as I was, she had two sayings that I'd never forget. One of which was, baby, if you make a dollar, save 50 cents. What was she saying? Don't allow your outgo to exceed your income. Save so that you can have some things going up in life. Another thing she did, she gave up a job. We went to work. I was working with her at that time. She went to work. She asked her employee, would you mind if my granddaughter came in and did this work? I will still come with her. I will show her what to do. But would you just allow her to do this job? How much love is that? Needless to say, from that day, I started to work. I continued to work. And I became an excellent contributing person with regard to getting skills and learning how to earn my pay and do the things that I needed to do as a child and as a teen. That was so phenomenal. So yeah, my grandmother, oh yeah, some things she instilled. Though she didn't have the education, didn't have the opportunity to get an education I had, she inspires me to this day. And I'm so very grateful for every gem, jewel, and nugget.
Well, I can tell you, I know from personal experience that mothers and grandmothers have a presence in our lives. And it's obvious that they had a strong foundation that was built in you. So now tell us a little bit about your chosen field. How did you journey into what you're doing today?
As a people person, if you will, I love people. I'm an encourager, what have you. And I must go back to my journey that kind of started during the 60s, if you will, during the civil rights movement, a little before I came to the DMV. And it's kind of eerie because it almost looked like where we are today. What do I mean? Wow. During the 60s, the word racism, the word social injustices, all those things, not new. I saw them back then as well. Broke my heart, made me so sad. I sat down and I said, how can I help fix this? What can I do about this? So I had to devise a plan by God's grace. How would I do that? If I finished college, I could get a better job. When I finished college, I could continue to reach out and pull others up out of what they thought was a hopeless pit. So the way to do that was for me to get counseling, certifications, licenses, etc. Little did I know, that led me to where I am today, coaching to help others. So that was how I began the journey.
So Dr. Huntley, I indeed know that you are a people's person. And, you know, I encourage you, the listeners, to ask yourselves, how can I help? Because when you help, we all are better. So thank you, Dr. Huntley. So now let's talk about some challenges, maybe some challenges that you have faced, and how did you overcome, and what advice can you give to the listeners?
One of my worst challenges I kind of briefly shared early on, and that was my journey from Southeast Washington, D.C., Garfield Terrace, to becoming a homeowner helping to get individuals different lifestyles and to change some things. It's not easy when you're in the midst of drug dealing, prostitution, addictions, all those things. However, the God that I serve is so much bigger than every challenge I will ever face. He allowed me to make it through that. And remember, it was a single mom. So yeah, there were challenges when there were some slim days. Slim days such as what? Well, government assisted with some things. And we may not have had the same meals that some others had. But God blessed us to get up out of the projects and to do what he has called me to do. That was a challenge that I'll never forget. And I think that's why, I know that's why it's so near and dear to my heart. Because once again, everyone doesn't choose to be where they are. Life happens. So I'm so grateful and thankful that God allowed me to overcome so that I can also help others realize their dreams.
So Dr. Huntley, thank you for being so candid. And we all know that we face challenges, and some big and some small, but no matter where you are, use those challenges as opportunities to overcome and as a lesson to make you better. So thank you again for sharing. So now let's think about our successes. What are some of your greatest successes that you've experienced thus far?
One of my greatest success stories is being able to thank God for becoming a 5-time international best-selling author and a 10-time best-selling author. Why is that so important to me? Because our stories travel sometimes where we may never get to visit. We will have the opportunity to impact lives of individuals we may never meet. Follow God's process. Follow God's plan.
So Dr. Huntley, congratulations once again on all of your success, on your accomplishments, and most importantly, the lives that you continue to make a difference in and the impact that you're making. I love your message. Don't quit. So I know you're going to continue to help people. What is on the horizon for you?
The next project that my team and I are working on is an anthology to help those who are not quite sure how to write their story. So they may not be able to write a single book, but you can start by writing a chapter in another book. So that's something that we are currently working on to help individuals start writing so that their legacy can reach and impact the lives of others.
Dr. Huntley, I know there is more greatness in the making for you. I just know that. And it comes through when you're sharing with us. So just overall, you've given us so much advice and so many resources. Are there any words that you want to leave with the listening audience?
There are some words that I'd love to leave with the listening audience because we all need to be encouraged. So the first thing I'd like to share is believe in yourself. You are smart enough. The second thing that I'd like to leave with the listening audience is discover your purpose and walk in it. Number three, set smart goals, goals that are specific. Number four, do what you love because you'll find passion there. And you'll never feel like you're working. Number five, stay in your lane. Don't dare allow anyone to call you someplace where God has not called you.
Dr. Huntley, powerful nuggets. I just have to repeat those. You've shared with the listening audience to believe in yourself, discover your purpose and walk in it, set goals, and not only goals, but smart goals. Do what you love and you'll find your passion. And lastly, stay in your lane. Wow, so powerful. So tell us, how can listeners get in contact with you?
On Facebook, I am Dr. Mary J. Huntley. Instagram, author, Dr. Mary J. Huntley. And LinkedIn, I am also Dr. Mary J. Huntley.
Thank you. And Dr. Huntley, thank you so very much for being my special guest today to share with the listeners. Continue doing the phenomenal things that you're doing. And I know that God will continue to bless you. You're going to continue to make an impact. So thank you once again.
Thank you all very, very much.
Indeed. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcasts, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.